A report out today from the U.S. Conference of Mayors provides a snapshot of how cities are doing economically. It says most of the jobs lost in the Great Recession have come back and wages are on the rise. But there are parts of the country, like the industrial Midwest, that are not doing as well. Mick Cornett is the mayor of Oklahoma City, and he's the incoming president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, which holds its annual meeting in Indianapolis this weekend. And Mayor, Oklahoma's budget has been crushed by the falling price of oil. How does that trickle down to you there in Oklahoma City?
You know, Oklahoma City is kind of a unique story in that energy is now only 3% of our employment base. And I think that surprises a lot of people. So we're no longer as heavily reliant on energy as we used to be. We've been very successful in growing jobs in the fields of aviation and biomedical. And we have a tourism market that we didn't have 10 or 20 years ago.
But it's not really the same story across the state. I mean, as you know, Oklahoma had a big budget problem this year. 200 teachers in your city lost their jobs. Students were walking out of the classroom to protest it. So how are the money problems, broadly speaking, playing out in other cities in the state?
Well, what you're seeing is a state government that really needs to hit the reset button on how they generate revenue so that they're not so reliant on the energy industry. And a lot of the energy jobs in those rural areas have gone away, and a lot of those young people that have held those jobs are now moving to Oklahoma City where the jobs are. So it is an issue for the state. The state is more reliant on the energy industry than I wish they were. But in Oklahoma City, our economy is much more diversified.
What other cities across the country do you think are doing something similar? Because when I look at the map, I can tell that Louisiana is struggling, Wyoming, some cities in Texas and West Virginia are hurting. Where are you seeing, shining examples across the country of cities dealing with that problem, diversifying their economy?
I think if you look south to Texas, you see areas like Dallas and Austin, Texas, that have done a really good job of diversifying. And as Washington kind of retreats on its, mechanisms that send money down to cities, you're going to see more winners and losers at the city level. I think all the money that came out of Washington years ago was kind of a leveling out factor. And so you are going to see some cities that leave other cities behind.
Well, let's talk more about that, because if you look at some major cities across the country, they're kind of going on their own. You've got Philadelphia passing the soda tax recently. Some cities are banning plastic bags. The minimum wage is an issue that cities across the country are taking on their own. What is that about? Do you think that mayors are as frustrated as some regular citizens are with their state legislatures, with the federal government?
I think you're absolutely right. I think, mayors and people that look after cities are frustrated at the stagnation. Where cities are going to have to get some help, and so far the help doesn't seem to be arriving, is on the infrastructure side. Mm. You've got a lot of decaying infrastructure, especially in the eastern part of the United States, and there doesn't seem to be any solution on the way. This is a ticking time bomb in America, and we've got to do something about the infrastructure needs of this country.
Let me just ask you a political question. We're in the thick of the 2016 race right now. You're in a very conservative red state in Oklahoma. What are people's feelings there about Donald Trump?
Well, I think we're pretty conservative here. Certainly, Secretary Clinton doesn't have a whole lot of following here. But I don't know that Donald Trump so far has addressed the things that we're concerned about.
Well, like what? What do you want to hear from him?
Well, for instance, from a mayoral perspective, what is he going to do about the nation's infrastructure issues? What is he going to do about mental health? What type of an agenda does he have for urban America? What we're seeing on the presidential campaign is pretty outlandish, and it's just political theater. None of it is the real policy-oriented, steps that mayors are used to. We're about getting things done. It's like our politics have become a reality television show, and that's no way to run a country.
Well, if you don't end up hearing what you want to hear from Donald Trump, will you vote for him anyways?
Well, we will insist to hear from him, by the time November gets here. You can't ignore the nation's cities, forever.
Well, Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer will be speaking at your meeting this weekend. Of course, he'll be talking about the shooting in his city. I wonder, you're from Oklahoma City, a place that knows very well what a terror attack feels like. What advice would you have for Mayor Dyer now 21 years after the Oklahoma City bombing?
Well, Oklahoma City's experience, looking back, was that the bombing was sort of a unifying emotional effort. I don't think any city's come as far as fast as Oklahoma City has. It's an extremely difficult thing to get through. I think to a certain extent, you have people who try to move on too fast. But from Oklahoma City's experience, from a big picture perspective, looking back, it was a very important unifying moment in our city's history, and it's as if we grabbed hands and pulled each other up and dared the world to pull us apart.
You kind of do get the feeling that that sort of thing is happening already in Orlando as well. Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett, you're the incoming president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Your annual meeting this weekend. Thanks very much.
You bet.